And he took on the form of a servant. He took the characteristics of a slave. The word picture says his humanity was as real as his deity. It was a likeness, but a real likeness. He wasn't just like us, but not exactly like us. No, he was exactly like us. The only difference is he didn't act exactly like us. Why, he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, that we could act like him. 1 John chapter 2 says, we're dispelling the doctrine that we have to sin, that we're sinners and we have to sin. And if we're sinners, we do have to sin. I've told my dog not to bark, but he barks. When we raise cows, I never try to tell one of them not to move. 1 John chapter 2 says, my little children, these things I write to you that you may not sin. What? John, are you nuts? And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father. Not, it says if. There's an if there, like, maybe you won't. Right? Yeah. Now go over to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. What a doctrine in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. Now I only have in Romans chapter 6, I don't have all the verses written down here. I have just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 that say we don't have to sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Well, it's easy. Don't you know, Paul? It's easy. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. What do you expect? I'm a fish out of water. No. Awake to righteousness and sin not. I'm telling you, the church got to wake up. It's time. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, and it doesn't mean in the millennium. Verse 6, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that we henceforth should not serve sin. Verse 7, for he that is dead is freed from sin. The Bible says we're to reign in life. What are we going to reign over? Sin, Satan, sickness, all the works of the enemy. See, religion reigns over men. Amen? Religion reigns over people. For he that is dead is freed from sin. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon yourselves to be dead to sin. I've never looked it up, but they tell me the word reckon is an accounting term. Like you add up the numbers and you reconcile your checkbook. Reconcile what the Bible says, and it says, reckon yourself, consider yourself, add up what men say and what God says, and say, I'm not a sinner saved by grace, and I'm going to awake to righteousness and sin not. Reckon yourself also to be dead indeed unto sin. Now you'll never do that if you hear all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I'm just a sinner saved by grace. You will never reckon yourself dead to sin if you hear that junk. Come on. And instead of the manifestation of the sons of God, you'll have a manifestation of hypocrites. Verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust thereof. Doesn't that sound to me like he's saying you don't have to sin? Now if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. Verse 13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. Verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you unless you give it dominion, unless you believe it. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under the grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are, to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? In other words, we can obey God and sin not. Do you think he might help you? Think you might come boldly to the throne of grace and receive grace to help in the time of need? You think? Not if you believe you have to sin. You'll never ask God to help you not sin. Verse 17, but God be thanked that you were, past tense, the servants of sin. You were. That person died. Reckon yourself dead. But you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin. Being made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. Verse 20, for when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. You see, they're the exact opposites. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. You see, when you awake to righteousness, you'll have holy fruit. Amen? We need to know that we are the righteousness of God in Christ so that we can awake to it and sin not. And we need to know that we are free from sin, and you need to reckon yourself dead to sin and alive unto God. And instead of being a manifestation of religion, be a manifestation of the sons of God. Can you imagine the sons of God are sinners saved by grace? Sounds humble, doesn't it? They see, they say that's, it's kind of an excuse, but it sounds humble. But it's really something else. You fill in the blank. But it's not biblical. Amen? Righteousness is so important, and it's so little understood and so little preached, because people preach their experience instead of the Bible. This person I heard the other night quoted, now I have to admit, I only heard the last 15 minutes of the program, and it was a 30-minute program. I don't know what was said the first 15. I looked online, tried to find it, but I couldn't. But in the last 15 minutes of the program, this person quoted Oswald Sanders, this person quoted somebody I never heard of, and this person quoted John Piper, but never the Bible. The Bible tells us who we are, not Oswald Sanders or John Piper or Mr. No Name, whatever he was. We are who the Bible says we are. Amen? We can do what the Bible says we can do, and that means we can sin not. Now, are you going to be perfect in it tomorrow? Probably not. But you can start on that path. You can start down the right road. Amen? Amen. Father God, we thank you for your love. Father, we thank you that we reckon ourselves dead to sin because we are awake unto righteousness, and that we have right standing with you, and we can boldly declare you are our helper. And so, Father, we thank you that we can be revealed to the world as the sons and daughters of God, sons of daughters of love who sin not. And, Father, we thank you that when we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, or if we do, we have an advocate with the Father. But, Father, we ask you, Lord, to strengthen us with might in our inner man that we can live a life pleasing to you and be your witnesses in this earth. In Jesus' name. Can you say amen? Amen. God bless you.